So we're going to start again. July 11th, 2018, Lesson 60, Core, Back, and Stomach. So we're at the place now, because we lost the introduction, but we're at the place now where we're on our backs, knees are either bent or long, grasping the side of our head to have ourselves get tall. Okay, so now lengthen your legs. Keep your hands like this. Let's give it a try. Now, can you lengthen your head, keeping your arms there, and then lift to look at your feet? Leah, that was beautiful. Look it. Yeah, now you're getting it. So you do the length first and then lift. That's it. And it should engage your core even more. Yes? Beautiful. Nice. Okay. And then pause. Let's rest for a moment. Okay, and now with your arms by your side, bend both elbows slightly out to the side, and then your palms are down, okay? And you're going to start with your right elbow, and you're going to start to lift your right elbow. So you just lift the right elbow, that's it, and lower it, and feel what that does in the shoulder joint. So your palm can kind of stay down, it just kind of hangs there. You lift the elbow. Just leave the palm down, lift the elbow and lower it. And let's try the left side. Okay, and let's pause. I'm going to let you select whichever elbow was easiest, and you're going to start to blend in that the left or the right shoulder blade is lifting as well. So pick which one was easier, and as the elbow comes up, the shoulder comes up, and that's when the core engages again. So in the background, with every movement, is feeling the core. Excellent. Right, so some of you like to do it without engaging the core or the shoulder at all, right? And that's just in the joint. Now let's go to your other side. So elbow, shoulder, feel the core. Yes. And make sure you're breathing. Your head is resting on the floor. And now can you alternate one elbow and shoulder and then the other? What is this doing in your mid-back? Right? Now, let's try both elbows, both shoulders. Pause. So you're going to combine that with the movement of lifting your head. Okay? So as we begin to first imagine your neck gets long, then you lift your head, and it just kind of is natural for the shoulders and elbows to come up. And the palms can stay down. Yes! So now this is getting more of the core way high up underneath the ribs. Do this on the exhale, and then make sure you pause and inhale. Okay, let's let all that rest. So now we're going to work with your legs. So have your legs slightly spread apart, a little bit of a V. And let's start with the right knee. And you're going to bring your right knee a little bit out to the side and then lift from that place, right? So lift the leg then. And then lower it back down. And then lift again. So it's almost in the same position, right, as the arm was. Yes, the foot comes up. And don't lift too high. Now, some of you really pay attention to how torqued you get in your pelvis. So see if you can do a smaller lift and keep your pelvis in neutral. So that means you need to engage your core. So go back and straighten your legs. Now you'll see your pelvis is in neutral. Now do a smaller bend out to the side, smaller, and start to lift the leg. Better. So not quite so much twisting. Now let's try the left leg. And now what's probably going to be the easiest is both legs. So before you lift them, just like your head, think of the core is going to engage. That's it. Excellent. Let's rest again. Now we're going to combine your head, arms, and legs. So you're going to go back to getting hold of your head from the side, thumbs in front of the ears. So you're going to kind of lengthen the head a little bit, then lift. And as you're lifting your head, lift your legs too. And have the knees slightly bent out. So your elbows are bent out, knees, beautiful. That's it, Dana, nice. That's it. Really good, you guys. Feel like a dead beetle? Okay, and let's let all that go and rest. Okay, so now we're going to roll over onto your stomach and work with the same types of movements to fire your extensors. So your arms are long, your forehead is going to be down on the floor, so your elbows are again slightly bent out to the side, arms are long up by your head. Sorry for that lack of clarification. So make your arms 90% long, 10% elbow bent, right? Okay, so the first thing is your head. Now before you lift your head, okay, you just think first. You want to have that idea that it gets long and then you lift. So you don't lift to look at the mirrors, right? You're just lifting straight up right now, right? So you just bring your forehead away from the floor and back down. No bending in your neck. Right, and so as you do this, you should feel the extensors in your back start to tighten and your hips and belly push into the floor. Are we good? So when we were on our backside, you were feeling all the work in your core, and now you should feel in your back. Now some of you may be feeling just the lower back. So if you're one of those people that when you go to lift your head, it's all in the lower back, then you need to start to draw attention to the area in between your shoulder blades. So it's through your thinking, your mind, your thought, to get that area to tighten and work as well. Excellent. Now we're going to see if we can help that area. So let's start with the right elbow, keeping your forehead down. And now you're going to lift the right elbow, and then that right shoulder blade lifts, right? And it kind of slides back in the direction towards your spine, and then lower it back down. Your head stays down. So you're lifting your right elbow and right shoulder blade, and it kind of squeezes towards your spine. You can leave the palm down for right now, because you really want to feel that squeezing of the shoulder blade towards your spine. And that is activating the extensors. And this is a hard movement. This is where most of us get quite congested. Beautiful. Now let's try the left elbow and left shoulder blade. And be aware of the left shoulder blade, right? So you want it to go towards your spine, not to creep up towards your ear, Mia. Right? So this is a very important distinction. It makes it really can be challenging. Because some of you, oh yeah, I'll lift my shoulder and it goes right up to your ear. And then that means your neck is doing the work, not the extension in the thoracic. So you want the thoracic spine, we want to stay out of our neck. Right? That poor little neck, much better, right? So we want this, we don't want to do this. So if this goes up here, it's all in here. Now, let's see if you could do both at the same time. And it doesn't have to be a bigger movement, right? It's more the quality of the movement. So just, it's not so much how high you lift. It's more that those shoulder blades are squeezing down towards the spine. And then on your front side, right, your chest is opening up. And your belly and hips are flat on the floor. So Nia, think more, think of them, the shoulder blades coming down towards your pelvis. Let's see what we can do here. Yeah, maybe make your arms a little longer and then think down. Nope, that's up. Right here, just better. That's it. That was better. Better. So some of you, you might want to think of the shoulder blades squeezing first and that the elbows float up. Right? How you doing, Marlene? That's, there you go. That's, there you go. This is hard. Yeah, I know. Okay. Now, do you think you can add in your head? So your head lifts as well, but let's do shoulder blades, elbows, then head. So this is really requires now the whole back for extensors. Okay. Let's let it go. Let's pause and roll onto your back for a minute. Oh. Now we should have more contact with those shoulder blades, yeah? Okay, so let's see if you can bring your arms up again. Get a hold of your head. Right, we're gonna grow tall now on the floor, right? Let's see if this is getting a little easier. Oh, there you go, Lynn. Right? So again, there's no lifting of your head away from the floor. You're just pulling up, right? I mean, if somebody was to continue to pull, your head would pop off, right? So there's no movement of the chin. So remember, your head doesn't come away from the floor. So your hands need to be around the part of your head, there you go, that are free from the floor. Nice, Dana. So you pull up and then let it go. There you're getting it, Marlene. It's coming. Right? So some of you are starting to get it all the way down to your pelvis. That's like the next level. Instead of just feeling your head, you can feel all the way down. You're yanking. It's like you're tugging the whole spine. Okay, let's pause and rest your arms. Okay, let's just go back to the first movement of lifting your head with that length and looking at your feet. And let's just see if things are getting lighter and easier. How's that now? Isn't it lighter? And just feel now the shoulder blades should just be coming up on their own, right? Just there they go. Beautiful. Okay. Let's rest it again. And now let's roll back over onto your stomach, please. Forehead down, arms long above your head, elbows just slightly bent, but we're going to focus on your legs. So I know a few of you have some feet issues. If possible, to let the top of the feet be down, that's ideal. Let's start with the right leg. So I want you to think of the legs kind of like sticks, and you're gonna, so no bending right now, and you're gonna lift the right leg and think of the right hip pushes down to let the right knee and foot lift up and then lower. So again, the moment you lift the right leg, you feel it in the lower back, the extensors. Excellent. And let's pause and go to the left leg. And just like your arms, notice if one leg, one side, you engage the extensors quicker, it's easier, right? The leg feels lighter. And it really doesn't have to do with your leg being lighter. It means that you're engaging the extensors and glutes on that side better. And then you can alternate them. I think some of you already went into that. So by taking your time and alternating, the side that's a little lagging learns how to engage more.
Feeling it on the right side on both legs.
Aha! So there might be somebody else in the room that she feels it all on the right side, which is really important. It means that you engage the right side all the time. Your left side's been on vacation. Yeah. So as I've said before, just Marlene noticing that, it's going to start to change right now. It's in your awareness. It's becoming aware of that. So now that you're aware of it, you say to the left side, okay, I need you to start to engage. Pause. Now we'll try. This should help, Marlene. This one is to do both legs at the same time. So see if you can do both legs and get that left side engaged. So sometimes the best way to get a side engaged that's not engaged is to have both of them engage at the same time. And then we can go back to individual. Excellent. Now pause with the legs and let's just go back up to the arms. So let's go back to the shoulder blades coming together and then the elbows lifting so that we get the upper back engaged. The hands can stay down or the hands can lift. It's your choice. Most importantly is that the shoulder blades come together and down away from your ears. And you should feel this all the way down towards your buttocks. Now let's see if you can add in the legs. So you're going to do both shoulders like you are. Squeeze them, the elbows, and then you add in the legs, but don't overlift the legs. So here's the thing. There's going to be some of you that are so weak in the upper back, you'll power through the lower back. So be aware of that so that you don't lift the lower leg, the legs too high. That's it. So when, see, you start to dip. Do you feel that, Nia? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you start to dip in the lower back. So you're lifting your legs too high. So there you go. Back. Yeah, there. Don't even go above that. So that is keeping it all neutral. When you over dip here, you lose this. Mm-hmm. It's like being a bird and fly. That's it, Dana. There you go. That's it, Marlene. Excellent.
I think I'm finally starting to feel something on the back.
Fabulous. Okay, let's just pause for a minute on your stomach because I want to do a little bit more. So just rest there on your stomach. I know the forehead isn't the easiest, but it keeps your spine in neutral. It just takes out one other element so that we don't start twisting our spine. It's a better beginning level for working with the extensors. So let's introduce a diagonal. So let's work with your right leg and left arm. So think of the left elbow and shoulder blade first, come up, and then lift that right leg to meet it. Or you can do right arm and left leg first, however you want to do it. And then you lower and you pause before you go to the other diagonal. Now, what's interesting about the diagonal, so we're going to use Nia as an example. So I'm going to have her continue to do the left arm and right leg. So when you do, stay with one diagonal. The diagonal that is, I'm going to say, the strongest, the most organized, is that you stay stable in the center. But there's some of you, as soon as you go to the other diagonal, you start rocking. It's like a boat. So when you start rocking, it means you're losing some of the extensors and you feel off balance because you're engaging both the lower body and the upper body. So you want to feel rock solid in the center. Right? It's not how high you lift, it's feeling that it just tightens up in the middle of your back. Right?
I'm really getting tired on the left side now.
There you go, Nia. See how that took out the rocking? Stabilize. Excellent. Okay, let's pause and rest one more time. We're going to do one more movement before we roll over. So just rest. I know you guys are doing great. It's work with the extensors. We don't realize how weak we get in them. Okay, so now we're going to do everything. So you're going to do head, shoulder blades, and legs. I'm going to have you start with the shoulder blades, head comes up and legs, and you keep everything right in the center, right? No veering left or right. And then you lower back down. So you've got all of the extensors firing. Marlene, no tilting your head.
No tilting, okay.
No tilting of your head. Keep your neck in neutral. That's it. Now remember, don't let your legs overlift. That is the tendency. So it's just a mild lift away from the floor. Beautiful. So good. Right, and this is something you can do on your own at home. Okay, let's let it go and roll over onto your backs now and rest. And just take a moment to become aware of your breath and your breathing and how you're now making contact with the floor. How do those shoulder blades feel? How does your pelvis feel now, right? And probably you might have this sensation of a slight arc, you know, just all the way, right? Just like your spine is longer and a little bit of an arc the whole way from your tailbone all the way up to your cervical spine. Okay, so now we're going to go back to the first movement, lifting your head, looking towards your feet. Shoulder blades come up. Oh, yes. How much easier is this getting? Right? Okay, so now let's grab your hair or, you know, or the side of your head, right? Let's do the getting tall. So you first pull your head, then lift, looking at your feet. And potentially, do you remember a couple weeks ago we came up all the way to sitting? Okay, maybe not. You're like, really? Did we do that? Okay, now try it with your arms down by your side. Let's see if that makes a little bit more sense to come up to sitting. So see if you can come all the way up. Yeah. And then go back down. And remember, core, 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 the whole way down. Core, core. Beautiful, Dana. Core. Then when you get to the whole place sitting up, you arch, you get tall. So when you come up to the sitting, then grab your head, get tall, and then go back and engage the core. So your arms can be in front of you to come up to sit. That's it, Dana. And then at the end, push your belly out, get tall. And then grab your head. And now go back down, engage your flexors. Good. Nice. Okay, pause and rest. We're going to go back over to your stomach for one more thing. Roll back over. Okay, so this time, we're going to start again with the shoulder blades. So the shoulder blades lift, then the elbows, then your head. Okay, but as you lift your head, here's the deal. So the first few times, just lift it with the forehead down. And then you're going to slowly, like so small, you're going to add a little bit of a tilt. So that means you're going to start to look about 6 inches in front of you. Okay, it does not mean you're going to look towards the mirrors. Right, just add this in so small, right? So that you get the extensors with the slightest amount of tilt, right? Because if you do too much of the tilt, you go into your neck and you lose the extensors. So shoulder blades, elbows, and then just start. Once that's engaged, you should be able to tilt the head without any neck engagement. There you go. Nice, Dana. Now, can you add in both of the legs lifting with that? Beautiful, Bonnie. That was really good. So good. That's it, Marlene. And just the smallest amount. Beautiful. Nice. What's really nice to see is some of you, I can tell, it's feeling so good and so strong. You're kind of hanging out there for a few seconds. Like, wow, I can spend some time here. Beautiful. Okay, and roll onto your backs and rest. So as you're resting now, really take a moment here to sense how all this engagement of both your core and your extensors have changed the way that you're lying on your back now and how you feel. Especially in your back. Really notice there's more of a sense of, I use the word aliveness, right? Like something's happened back there. There's something's woken up. And how your shoulder blades are resting more evenly on the floor now. Your chest is more open. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and just see if now the ease and the quality in your cervical spine has improved. Okay, so from here, we're going to have you roll to your side. Come to standing and see how it feels in standing from this lesson of balancing your core and your extensors, both on your stomach and your back.